USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden, speaking at a high school in Maryland Thursday, is hyping up the midterm elections.
We're just 76 days away from the midterm election. 76 days. And to state the obvious, there's a lot at stake. The safety of your kids from gun violence is on the ballot. And it's not hyperbole. The very survival of our planet is on the ballot. Your right to vote is on the ballot. Even the democracy. Are you ready to fight for these things now?
After the outcry from America on the FBI's raid on President Trump's home, the Department of Justice's Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, is being forced to turn over the affidavit for the warrant to authorize the raid. The judge did give the DOJ the okay to hide some of the information. USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Facebook and Meta founder Mark Zuckerberg admitted Thursday that his Meta platform suppressed the Hunter Biden laptop story in the final weeks before the 2020 presidential election after a visit from the FBI. He says it sucks the story wound up being verifiable. One of the James Bond cars went to auction and reaped a hefty price.
Sean Connery's James Bond car brought in a whopping $2.4 million at auction this week. The silver 1964 Aston Martin DB5 was driven in the 1960s James Bond films when Connery played the famous secret agent. The car used in the films came complete with gadgets like machine guns and an ejector seat. The auction company said they expected the car to bring in between $1.4 and $1.8 million, so the final price tag came as a bit of a surprise when the unnamed buyer walked away with the winning bid.
That's Tim Berg reporting, and we are USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. My Pillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance My Pillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere My Pillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to mypillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at My Pillow. mypillow.com/USA.
As President Biden's plan to transfer student debt onto your responsibility, the backlash has been swift, as most Americans would love up to $20,000 of free money to pay off our credit cards. That's not going to happen. This money is only for student loan holders. North Carolina Republican Representative Greg Murphy on Newsmax Thursday says this is one of Biden's most disastrous decisions in office, second only to the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan.
The most disastrous decision made by this president, second only to this disastrous withdrawal in Afghanistan. What you're doing, what lesson you're telling this country is that your name, when you sign on the dotted line, that you are you're going to keep up your side of a commitment, doesn't matter anymore. This is it's wrong to call this debt forgiveness. This is called debt transfer to you and I, who actually took out loans, who worked two jobs to pay them back, or parents who sacrificed so much to put their kids through school. This is a lesson. And putting off the other loans when they're complaining, touting their low unemployment rate is absolutely a socialistic takeover. This is a political move meant to buy votes.
Two people were killed and four others wounded in a shooting at a Kentucky homeless shelter for men Thursday night. The shooting occurred around 7:40 p.m. local time at the Harbor House Christian Center in Henderson City. USA Radio News.